Good day, everyone. This is Martha Childress, and welcome to the Natural Choice Network, a local platform and meeting place where sustainable living comes live. Naturalchoice.net and the Natural Choice Network directories have many great ways for a conscious community to connect, stay up to date on green resources, natural health, natural food, and mind spirit. And you can also stay connected right here with me every Tuesday at 12:30 on Alternative Talk 1150. Well, in the theme of starting the year out with more emphasis on evolution rather than resolutions, and since I'm increasingly hearing more and more people mention that they want to bring more spiritual faith, meaning, and community into their lives, I've invited Reverend Abigail Shire, Associate Minister at the Center for Spiritual Living, to join me today. Welcome to the show, Abigail.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Yeah. Well, faith and worship come in many forms, and I know with the Center for Spiritual Living, you've got a very long and fascinating history of opening doors to people of all faiths who share a common belief in the power of greater, a power that's greater than ourselves, along with the desire to deepen their spiritual connections both within and with each other. So please start by telling us about the history of the Center for Spiritual Living and how it has evolved since, it looks like it was the early 1900s during an era when new thought philosophy was just emerging.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, the Center for Spiritual Living Seattle is one of the oldest new thought organizations that's out there. It was founded by a woman named Annetta Holmes in 1921.
Wow.
And she designed it. It kind of, it's gone through some iterations, but she called it the Seattle Center for Constructive Thinking.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, and she was looking for metaphysical seekers, people who wanted to think in a different way, and they were spiritual, and they were looking for a place to have robust and passionate discussions about spirituality and creating community together. So next year, we're going to have our 100-year anniversary.
Wow.
Yeah. That's
amazing. And it's interesting because people might not be that familiar, but in the early 1900s, there was quite a new thought revolution going on. I mean, like the Prophet and a lot of those things and Kahil Gibran, and there was a lot of, you know, interesting, like you say, seeking going on in that period. So it's almost interesting that, you know, 100 years later, after, you know, it's kind of coming back.
Yeah. I really think it is. I think a lot of people during that time period were, you know, cutting edge thinkers, and they were really invested in knowing that your thought can actually have an impact on what your reality is.
Yeah.
And I mean, people like Emerson and mm-hmm. Emma Curtis Hopkins.
Buxminster Fuller. And yeah.
Right. Yeah. And so it's really, it's interesting because nowadays it's very mainstream. It's things like, you know, Oprah's teaching, and Eckhart Tolle, and, you know, Wayne Dyer, when he was alive, was teaching it, and, you know, Deepak Chopra. So there's a lot of mainstream teachers right now that are teaching what we teach. But back then, it was
really new,
cutting edge and interesting. Yeah.
Cool.
I mean, it's still interesting.
Well, and we've had Jean Houston on the show, and I know when she was in town, and she was one of your speakers there, too. And you get a lot of these, you know, current, you know, modern speakers as well, talking and bringing all that into your church, right?
Absolutely, yeah. She's one of the greats, and we've had Michael Beckwith and Ricky Byers, and we've had quite a few new thought speakers that have come through here. It's been wonderful. We love hosting them.
Oh,
it's
I
so
know
much fun.
They're so fun, and Jean just cracks me up. She's got such a great sense of humor. Well, I know at the you were in Sandpoint for almost over 25 years, and you know, people got so used to that location, and you've recently moved. Can you tell us about where you are now in case anybody kind of lost track of you in the shuffle?
Yeah. We're actually in a Green Lake area now. And we moved from our Sandhill, Sandpoint location we had like a little wandering time in the desert, and we hung out at the Mountaineers in Magnuson Park for a while.
Yeah.
And now we're in Green Lake, and we're at a Presbyterian community grew so big that they needed to sell their place, and they sold it to us. And we are thriving. We're loving the Green Lake area. The Finney Ridge neighborhood is so great because it's so active. We're very socially active, and we want to be engaged in the community, and that community is really invested in that. So it's been really lovely to create partnerships with everybody.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes just moving around is really good anyway.
It does. It breaks old habits and behaviors, you know? It's like you have to create something new because you're in a new space, a new location, everything's different. And that's, we've been reinventing ourselves, which is really fun.
Yeah, and you have a good capacity like you did at Sandpoint now for some of the larger speakers and the larger audiences. What is your capacity there?
It's about 250.
Yeah.
We can do several different services. I mean, we had David White at the end of the year, and he completely sold out.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah, so we've had some really wonderful speakers. It's a little bit smaller, more intimate, but it makes it, we've noticed that the community is loving that intimate feel.
Perfect.
And so we just have more events.
That's the way to do it. Well, we'll be right back with more after these short messages. So please stay tuned.
During turbulent times or life transition, it is comforting to have guidance. Get in touch with your angels and guides. Liz MacDonald at Channeled Angel Readings is a spiritual channel. She can offer thorough, concise, and specific information to help you gain inner knowledge and self-awareness. Understand, reveal, and unblock your past issues, fears, and blockages. Call Liz at 206-367-5683 today to get your reading, or go to naturalchoice.net. Keyword search, Angel Readings.
Who wants a healthcare provider who works in isolation? We don't like it either. Doctors Chris Rafeth and Bob Fiesel at Lions Creek Dental Care and Oral Surgery are holistic dentists who care about your total health, not just your teeth. They work with your healthcare professionals to find the best solutions for you. Besides offering a broad range of holistic dental care, Drs. Rafeth and Fiesel have done extensive work in TMJ and chirodentics. Get the dental care that has your total health in mind. Call 206-362-5400 or go to naturalchoice.net, keyword search, Lions Creek.
Catherine Larson at InnerSource Counseling has over 30 years' experience providing mental health care. She believes that therapy is a personal journey. Her mission is to offer guidance to those who are dedicated to their personal healing. Sessions are conducted in an atmosphere of warmth, openness, and respect. Catherine works with children, adults, and couples to help them find the most effective path for healing. Start your healing today. Call 206-933-1710. Or go to naturalchoice.net. Keyword search, InnerSource Counseling.
Find out the latest about your favorite shows on Alternative Talk 1150. Check out 1150kknw.com.
Hi, I'm Sheila Kingsbury of Bastyr University, and this is the Natural Choice Network on Seattle's Alternative Talk 1150.
Welcome back. I'm here with Abigail Shire, Associate Minister at the Center for Spiritual Living, about how to enhance our spiritual and community connections as we enter this new decade, and how evolving your faith can also evolve your well-being and sense of meaning and purpose, which so many are seeking more and more these days, as we were talking about earlier. So Abigail, how would you describe, I'd like to just start with your logo, because I love what the spiral represents and how it kind of represents the philosophy of the Center for Spiritual Living.
Yeah, it does, because we're ever evolving, and one thing that the spiral is, it's kind of that ever-evolving spiral upward into a higher level of consciousness, and that's what I believe, that our community, our consciousness, our connections, that we're evolving into a greater idea of possibility for each other. And it's also a very ancient symbol.
Yeah.
And one thing that we love to talk about is that, you know, we say new thought, but it's actually ancient wisdom, that we're having a new idea about how we perceive it. And so it's new thought, ancient wisdom. So it's both the old and the new combined together to continually evolve us into the higher sense of well-being in our lives.
Yeah, I love that, because it's like the center is like the womb, and it just keeps expanding out from there.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. So what makes you different from more traditional religious faiths and houses of worship for those that aren't familiar with the center?
Well, one thing that we do is that we celebrate the common truth that runs through all of these different religions, and we also combine it with modern-day science,
mm-hmm.
stuff like quantum physics
yeah.
and other sciences. And it truly, the beautiful thing about being alive today is that the teachings that were based off of the New Thought teachings, and Ernest Holmes, who was the founder of Center for Spiritual Living,
mm-hmm.
he said that one day all of these religious and faith traditions are going to be proved by science. And that's exactly what quantum physics is doing, is really providing the evidence of all these mystical teachings that have been going on for millennia.
Mm-hmm.
And now we can understand why, whenever we put intention out or when we think a certain way, it actually has a tangible impact in our reality.
Yeah.
So it's really beautiful, and I love it because every person can have their own path, their own connection to their spiritual source, whatever they call it, you know, if
mm-hmm.
they call it Buddha or God or
yeah.
Jesus or Muhammad or Gaia, whatever they want to call their spiritual source, it doesn't matter because we're all talking about the same thing, and each person can follow their passion and discover more about it when they come to our center, because we teach from all the sacred texts and we teach from these different religious belief systems. But the one thing that we do teach is not how they're all different. It's
how they're similar.
That ring of similarity that
yeah.
runs between them. So.
Yeah, the core truths are amazingly similar, you know,
mm-hmm.
And the core roots of so many of the foundations, you know, before they got adapted in more culturally or special interest
kind right?
of stepped into the forefront. And it really is nice to just to understand, you know, where other people are coming from, too, because so many times, you know, people a lot of the things that separate people is just not understanding and being in kind of fear because just they don't know. And once you learn, you don't have the fear anymore and you're much, much more open.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, now talk us about, you know, what people would expect at one of your worships or your services.
Well, we have two different services. We have our morning services, and those are what we would call a more traditional Sunday morning service, where we have an inspirational message, we have music, we have great musicians.
Great music, I know.
We say the most phenomenal musicians.
Yeah.
We have a lot of variety and diversity. We like to keep that interesting from,
yeah.
you know, gospel to country to
mm-hmm.
to classical. I mean, we have a nice variety going on. And then we have our, and that's also like a message from either the senior minister or myself.
Mm-hmm.
And then in our evening services, we've shifted that a little bit different to have it much more experiential and where you get a tangible felt sense of a lot of people are looking not just to receive inspiration, but to have a conversation about the information that they've received. So the evening service is designed more of doing a spiritual practice for good 15 to 20 minutes, prayer, meditation,
mm-hmm.
silence, and then going into, you know, it's something that's teachable, but then an interactive experience after that. So people can really figure it out and converse about it or work with the idea and get a tangible felt sense of it.
Yeah. Well, I think that's where it's really great because not only with some of your community support groups that you might want to talk about a little bit, but the variety of workshops and classes and retreats and travel. So there's so many different ways that people can be involved and participate in the center.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we have a lot of community groups. We have Compassion Through Loss, so people who are grieving. We have a New Thought Recovery group for anybody who's in recovery and they want to talk about being in recovery and having a positive connection with other people. We have a men's group, Men in Spirit. We just kicked off a women's group that we're calling Sisters in Spirit.
Nice.
We have different meditations. We have a group for emerging leaders who are 18 to 35. So we have quite a few different groups, including SAGES, people who are 55 and older. And then we have a Living Well support group who, you know, people who have cancer or any other
mm-hmm.
debilitating disease that really want to focus on How can they be in their experience and also experience the fullness of their life?
Yeah, yeah, that's wonderful that you have so many ways for people to experience that. And then the work, the retreats, can you give us some examples of some of the things that the retreats or the travel?
Oh, my God, the retreats are so good. So first of all, Kathy Ann, who's the senior minister, and she's been the senior minister here for over 30 years, she's leading a lot of them. And this year, she's going to Peru, to Egypt, to the Holy Land. And I'm going to do one, to, which we haven't even published yet because I'm still getting all the details. I'm going to do a chakra retreat to Sedona. And then we also have an all-community family camp that we do. I mean, we have over 200 people who attend that. I do women's retreats. So we have quite a few. Even next week, or this week, actually, today, we're starting a silent retreat.
Oh, wow.
For those who want to go introspective about getting ideas of how they want to have an intention for the new year.
Well, it seems like a lot of magical things happen when people get together with these retreats, and just the relationships that spawn from that, and, you know, the evolution that comes from just doing something kind of specifically in a, you know, especially in a sacred place. When you go together, it just amplifies, it seems like, the experience for everybody.
It absolutely does, and it's like we're not just tourists. We go to actually experience the place and the people and to really tune into the sacred sites and experience them as the people do experience their own sacred and holy sites. So it's, you know, we're not there to observe, we're there to participate.
Yeah.
And huge shifts and transformations and ideas birthing new ways of being have come through these retreats. It's amazing, including through myself. I've been on several of them. It's absolutely happened to me so many times.
Yeah. And it's so wonderful. And the retreats that I've been on, it's, I think some of the most interesting things is how different everyone else's experiences are, as well as how similar. It's like, you know, you'll talk afterwards and share sometimes too. It's like, oh my gosh, I felt that, or I saw that too. And then, you know, you hear what other different experiences, and it's like, oh my gosh. And that, like, will trigger something else to even make your experience, you know, kind of come around and be even more meaningful to you as well. And so it just in the sharing of the different experiences and the similarities and the differences just opens it up so broadly. I think that's what makes them so special as well. Wouldn't you say?
I absolutely agree, and I think that having a group of people who do their spiritual practice, who are invested in spiritual study, and really tuned into their own awareness and their own, I would say, downloads from the infinite universe, and then sharing them with each other. You're right; it just multiplies upon itself and it expands. You know, it really provide something that's intangible to describe. It's so wonderful.
And it keeps going when you go home, which is the best part too. Well, we'll be right back with some closing thoughts from Abigail as soon as we return, right after these short messages.
Would you like to become more authentic? Release your outdated patterns, manifest your desires more easily, and become better connected with your inner guidance? Christine Upchurch invites you to discover your true light through healing and transformation. Christine is the co-author of a transformational process called the 111 Activation. Christine has been a healer, author, and teacher of healing internationally. To find out more about this healing approach, call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836. Or visit naturalchoice.net. Keyword search, Upchurch.
There is no crunching, cracking, or twisting at Discover Health Chiropractic in the University District. Dr. Plansich utilizes the precise and gentle NUCCA method of chiropractic. The approach focuses on the alignment of the head to the spine, allowing proper brain-body communication. Simply put, get your head on straight and all else follows. Discover balance and restore your health. Give Discover Health Chiropractic a call at 206-577-3588 or go to naturalchoice.net, keyword search, Discover Health.
The American Cancer Society estimates that 1 in 8 women will be diagnosed with invasive breast cancer. Knowledge is powerful and early detection is key. Thermography provides the earliest sign that a breast cancer is forming years before other procedures. It's 100% safe, no radiation, no body contact. Thermography is an essential addition to any woman's health care, now recommended to start at age 20. Ladies, we don't have to wait until we are told we have breast cancer. Early detection and intervention is possible. Call Body Life Imaging about this life-saving technology. 425-440-0404 or go to naturalchoice.net and keyword search Body Life, one word.
Talk radio with a purpose. Alternative Talk 1150.
This is Josh from Local Burger. You're listening to the Natural Choice Network on Alternative Talk 1150.
So, Abigail, what would you like to leave our listeners with today about the Center for Spiritual Living and the variety of things you offer? You might want to just run those down for us again real quickly.
Yeah, there's a couple of things that we didn't even talk about. One is that our education. We have a huge curriculum that we offer throughout the year, workshops, multiple week classes, ranging from everything from, you know, having freedom, financial freedom in your life, going beyond your own limitations, mastering your life, learning about the world's religions, learning about, you know, movement and connecting the mind, body, spirit. So we have a lot of
education
classes that we offer throughout the year.
Yeah, and workshops are also another environment, just like the retreats, where you get to build relationships with each other, and you even have a lot of experiences just in the workshops, in the learning process.
Yeah, it's like you get to take your, you get to experiment on your own life with the tools, and then they work. So that's the most beautiful thing. It's like it actually changes your life in a way that is positive and beneficial. So, and then you get to create community within those workshops and,
the,
and the classes.
Yeah.
So,
and I also saw something about what is a prayer practitioner?
Oh, a prayer practitioner, it's kind of like our version of a lay minister. It's somebody who's gone through several years of study, and they are practiced in the art of what one of our basic teachings is, what we call affirmative prayer.
Yeah.
And it's a way about speaking the prayer right now and connecting with the divine source, having a shift in ourselves, and then have that activate our lives right now. And the prayer practitioners do spiritual counseling. They help people uncover hidden belief systems and really get in alignment with how they want their life to live. And they are prayer ninjas. They're so good at it.
So a lot of personal support, a lot of interaction with the practitioners, and also with the, you have several ministers that, you know, are associated with the center too. So it seems like there's something for everyone. And how about youth?
How about what?
Youth.
Youth? Oh, we have a great youth and family program. We do. We have our youth program that's on Sunday mornings, and we not only offer things from one-year-olds all the way through, you know, through young adults, but we also have our coming-of-age program, which is it's a very sacred learning program that goes through 6 months where a teenager goes through and gets paired with an adult. And they write their own sacred covenant for their life. And they also learn life skills along the way. And then they go through a ritual at the end of affirming who they are and what they would like their life to be like and be completely supported by the adults in their world. It's so beautiful.
That's really, that's really, really cool. And how can people find out about your speakers and your events? And I know we post them regularly at naturalchoice.net too. And there's also a link to Center for Spiritual Living's calendar on our homepage too, so, or on our event page, so you can check things out there too. But how can they find the schedule of events and speakers?
Well, you can go to spiritualliving.org. That is our website, and we have a lot listed on our website. You went to the events and classes. You could do the classes and events calendar and find out what's coming right up. And you can even do searches for topics.
Oh, cool!
Finding out what's up and coming.
Well, that's great. And you can also just keyword search Center for Spiritual Living at naturalchoice.net for a link to the website and an archive of today's show will also be found under News and Views. You'll also find hundreds of other great resources and valuable information to help you make the best choices for you, your family, and your community. So be sure and check out naturalchoice.net and our local directories. In fact, the new 2020 is going to be coming out soon. Well, thank you so much again for joining us today, Abigail. I wish we had more time. We could talk about these subjects for so much longer, but I think people got a good idea of what you offer there.
Yeah, thank you so much. It's been a pleasure talking with you.
Yeah, and a big thanks to our listeners for choosing to join us, too. As you know, our choices create our experiences, and collectively, our experiences create our communities. So online, on print, and on air. Thank you for making the natural choice.